Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Thanks for listening.
He's the man Talkers Magazine says is one of the most important talk show hosts in America.
We tell you over and over again that you're wonderful and you just don't get it. What's wrong with you?
He's Jim Blasingame, our small business advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. And very excited about our good friend Bill Brandt being back on the show. Bill is a 12-year member of our Brain Trust, the president of DSI, Development Specialists Incorporated. DSI.biz is his website. Bill is a global businessman and one of the smartest guys I know. He's also very politically involved, and at the state and the national level, and we benefit from his perspectives on that as well. He's our good friend Bill Brandt. Welcome to the show. Welcome back.
Well, good morning, Jim, and thanks as always for having me.
Good to have you back. Okay, Bill, we have a lot of people in this country, a lot of human beings in this country, who are not citizens. And they have different monikers, different terms that are attributed to them: illegals, undocumented. But there's also another group that are here, and they're called the Dreamers, right?
They are.
Tell us what the Dreamer is.
The Dreamers are the kids of illegals, and I'll phrase it that way bluntly because I know a lot of people don't like dancing around the language. These are the kids who often were, you know, 2, 3, 4 years old, younger, maybe slightly older, who accompanied their parents when they crossed the border, in some cases 18, 19, 20 years ago. Many of them, Jim, as you and I have discussed in the past, don't even know that they're not documented citizens or documented, you know, residents.
Do they know that their parents aren't?
In some cases they do, in some cases they don't. You know, there's a general confusion, as you know, because the U.S. Constitution provides that if you're born in the States,
right,
even if you're born of foreign citizens, you can claim U.S. citizenship. And that, because of the age of these kids coming across the border, many of them, you know, go through high school and the rest of it thinking they're probably American citizens, not reflecting on it. You and I notice that the time we find out we're a citizen is about the time you go get a passport and
right,
join the military.
You know, let me ask you this question, though. If is a dreamer someone who is merely a child of an illegal immigrant, or does they have to be born here? Could it be someone who was brought across the border?
It is absolutely someone who has been brought across the border. If they are born here, there's no issue. They are
a citizen. That's right. Okay, so dreamers strictly are that one segment. They were born somewhere else and they were brought across the border with their parents.
Correct.
And they're the dreamers. All right, go ahead.
And, you know, one of the things that I learned in this program we're about to talk about is the common conception is most of these dreamers came across the southern border and they're from Mexico or Central America. But, in fact, they're Polish, they're Albanian, they're Nigerian, they're Thai. They're from all over the world if you think about the number of people. You know, as has been pointed out, most people who come here don't come here across the southern border who wind up being illegals, if you will, or undocumented. They come here on visas and overstay, students or something else, and wind up overstaying. In fact, about 60% of the folks who are considered undocumented came here legally and then just overstayed their visas.
See, this
they were
is
students.
This is one of the complicating issues of the immigration debate, isn't it? Because these are people who, through no fault of their own, they find themselves in this never never land, in this limbo, legal limbo, even though socially and personally they don't feel like they're in limbo, but legally they are. Is they had nothing to, they there was nothing they could do about it, but yet here they are. They're human beings in America, and this is one of the, and now Bill, we have this nightmare down on the border where we got tens of thousands of these kids. Are they dreamers? Remind folks what we're talking about, the kids from Central America.
Yeah, the kids, the current wave of young kids coming across the border
by themselves, mostly.
Pardon me?
By themselves, they've been deposited
Yes, the parents,
here.
Yeah, I mean, I think about that. You and I are parents of now
yeah.
grown children.
Yeah.
What it must be like to pack your kids
Can't
up
even imagine.
On a, you know, and they aren't doing that because they want their kids to somehow, you know, crash into America and get a bit. They're doing it out of desperation and out of violence at their end. But no, those kids are different. These are kids who've been here probably, in some cases, 15 to 18 years and are just, it's just dawning on them
right.
that their parents are undocumented and they, in fact, are illegal as well, or undocumented, mm-hmm. as you would call it.
And so as we go to the break, let me make sure I get one thing clear. The kids in the big debate, in the big issue that's going on at the border right now, 50, 60, 70,000 kids, a teenager and babies, they are not dreamers.
They are not dreamers.
Are they refugees?
In my book, they are. They're refugees.
They're refugees. So, all right, there is an important distinction. It's important that we make this distinction, folks. And again, this is why this immigration debate is so complicated. But when we come back, Bill is working on a project for Dreamers that I want him to tell you about. 22. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.